this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Well, we bring her back every few months because she has so much valuable information about what is a huge, huge part of all of our monthly budgets. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That is health care, health insurance, medical care, all of that. Her great book is called Big Medicine. You can get that over on Amazon. She is a medical doctor in private practice in the Atlanta area, and she's an expert on all kinds of great strategies and tips to save you money every month within the area of health insurance and medical care. And Dr. Elena George, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Hey, I wanted to start. I know you've got a new article out and on the doctor shortage. We'll get to that a little bit later. But I wanted to share with you a real life story involving someone in my own family, and which I'm still like in shock about this. So our adult daughter, who she's, you know, been living on her own now for a couple of years. She has her own insurance and a job and everything. So about 2 months ago, she went to the emergency room with a stomach ache. She never told us anything was going on. We were, of course, really upset, like, hey, why didn't you call your mom and dad? We're only a half hour away. Well, to make a long story short, she was there for 45 minutes and they ran a few tests and they said, hey, you know what? Nothing is wrong, and they sent her home. Now, the only reason she went there was she went to like a little walk-in clinic, and they said, hey, this could be appendicitis. It could be, you know, super serious, so you need to go to an emergency room. So it was on a Sunday night, and so they sent her home, you know, no problem. Everything's fine. She got a bill for $21,000.
What? Wow.
$21,000. She had no surgery. No, nothing. And I don't even think she actually saw a doctor. She only saw a physician's assistant. Mm-hmm. And so here's it gets more bizarre. So she has insurance, but it's one of those high deductible plans. So
right.
she gave them her insurance information. And then they told her just recently she has her insurance and this and that. So they're going to like work out some payment plan for her, because she had like a $6,000 or $7,000 deductible on her insurance. Mm-hmm. But they told her, if you didn't tell us you had insurance, and or you actually didn't have insurance, either way, we could have probably like forgiven most of this bill, because yeah, she doesn't make a lot of money. And so now she's like trying to get me to explain to her how a nonprofit hospital could charge her $21,000 for 45 minutes and nothing was wrong with her, and now tells her, if you would have lied and said you didn't have insurance or didn't tell us about it, we probably could have like waived most of this bill. But now that we know you have the insurance, now we're going to make you pay the several thousand dollars of deductible amount to us.
You just described the problem with our healthcare system. Your daughter exemplified the entire problem. A differential in charge between someone who pays cash versus someone who uses their insurance, not being able to see a physician and being seen by a mid-level provider, ordering thousands of dollars of tests instead of knowing exactly what's going on and getting to the bottom of it, an urgent care, which shouldn't be open because they just shuttle the person to the ER without making a diagnosis. This is the problem with our healthcare system. And I think doubling down on this in the form of single payer, that's where this direction is going, is only going to make everybody experience what your daughter experienced. It's a disaster. And
yeah, and God, thank God she had some insurance. But then again, my wife said no, because if she didn't have any insurance, no, they would have been happier to make a settlement or work this out. For people that end up in these situations, I know you have so many resources you recommend. Is there like a patient advocate or someone you can go to that can try and negotiate with something like this, or you just can't negotiate it?
You can go to Patient Partners Advocate. It's a PAPC. Hold on, I got to look that up, and I'll tell
okay,
you.
Okay, no worries.
Our interview. But they actually have a service that you can use. Call them, and they can help talk to the financial department and really negotiate your price. If your daughter was a member of a healthcare ministry like Liberty HealthShare, they would also actually act as a liaison, a go-between, and actually negotiate a better price for her.
Yeah, you know, and here's what's amazing. A lot of the tests she had at the urgent care, which she brought with her, the right, results to the emergency room, they said, we can't honor any of that. We have to do all that again. So they charged her for the same test she just had like an hour before. They made her do those tests again. And then when she said to them, well, can you give me an idea of how much that any of this is going to cost? And they said to her, no, we can't tell you any prices. You'll know after when we send you the bill is when you'll know the prices. And
it sounds like the Affordable Care Act, doesn't it? We have to.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like I said to my wife, if a car mechanic did that to you, you know, brought you in, did a bunch of work on your car, wouldn't tell you the price, then afterwards was looking for thousands of dollars, they would be shut down. I mean, even a car mechanic, I got just like $400 of work done on my car last week, and they had me sign all these papers that I agreed and knew in advance that my bill would be $430. I mean, why does a hospital not have to do anything like that? I mean, the patient is not, my daughter was totally awake. She wasn't like in a coma or brought in by ambulance. She drove herself there, walked in, was totally, you know, able to have a discussion and ask the question, how much is this going to cost? And she said, they looked at her like no one had ever asked that before.
It's because they can. It's because they've gotten in the bed with the various government agencies. I don't care if it's federal or local, and they've carved out sweetheart deals for themselves. They have something called a facility fee. That same lab that your daughter had at the urgent care is a fraction of the cost in the urgent care because they don't tack on a facility fee, which is a completely fantastic charge that they just make up. And I'll give you an example. If I send a patient from my office for a CT scan of their sinuses and they don't have insurance, and I send them to a freestanding independent radiology center, it's $250, period. If I send that same patient to the hospital, it's about, you know, $800 or $900. And most of that is a facility fee. The actual radiologist probably gets about $125 for that, for doing the service. But they charge for the use of the equipment. They charge for the reading of the, you know, using the equipment to read the actual scan. All these made up charges, which is a problem. And they have the nerve to call themselves nonprofit, where they're making a profit hand over fist, not paying taxes to the local community. It's a complete scam.
And my daughter says she's gotten like dozens of bills. She's not even sure if she's presently aware of even the total, because bills keep coming from people she said she never saw, that were never involved. The hospital saying, well, that was the assistant of the person who read the report, and they had to read the report. And it's just like there's no end to it.
There isn't. Well, there is actually, if you become a consumer. If your daughter goes and asks for an itemized bill of her visit, she'd be amazed how much money would come off because they would have to explain exactly what was used.
That's a good point because I don't know if she's gotten an actual itemized bill of everything all on one page instead of all these separate bills from all these different places. All right, we'll get into so much more, how to save money on medical care and health insurance. Don't miss it. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I have to tell you, this is really an incredible website. that Dr. George has. And what I really like about it is not just her blog, which has a lot of great articles, but also on the right-hand side of the page of her homepage, there's all these links to all kinds of different resources to learn about ways, creative ways, ideas you may have never thought of to be able to save money on medical care and health insurance. And Dr. George, the website is drelainageorge.com, and that's spelled ELAINAGEORGE.com, DrElainaGeorge.com. And we'll also put a link to that in our social media. I wanted to ask you, Dr. George, what's going on in the world of the these ministry sharing programs? I'm a member of one. I'm a member of Christian Care Ministries. And one of the things that I've noticed is they're running ads on everything now, like Sean Hannity and Michael Savage. I'm hearing it all over. And then at the same time, they keep raising my rate to where I'm like, what's going on? I'm trying to figure out, like, are they trying to expand and get big and buy all these ads and I'm having to pay for that? Or why is my cost going up? They just said it's only because the cost of medical care is going up. That's why I have to pay more. Is my idea wrong that all of this promotion is coming down to me paying a higher bill?
No, it's not exactly that. It's because more people are actually joining. So now we're seeing an explosion, really, in members. And members come in all sizes, people with medical problems, pre-existing conditions, people who come in and then they have something catastrophic happen. So the cost of actually covering the members, the number of members has gone up, but it still pales in comparison to what people are paying in the commercial insurance market, right? We're talking folks paying over $1,000 for an individual, having to pay over $7,000 out of pocket on top of their premium. That's not going on in the health sharing ministry at all.
And right. So is the idea that there's a certain kind of sweet spot of size, like maybe if this was just sort of the size of like word of mouth and you know, all that. But once they start like getting to where they're running big ads on all these big shows, that they're kind of bringing in so many people that's where the risk and the cost might be going up.
You know, I think it was growing before the ads came online, to tell you the truth. I mean, I've been talking about health sharing ministries for about 3 years now, 4 years. And after the Affordable Care Act started, that's when the explosion started. And then there are people who have joined, who tell their family members, who tell their friends, because it is much better when you control your own destiny. When you get to decide what you and your doctor decides should be the medical care that you want, nobody's in the way standing there telling you what you can't have, and you need to be pre-certified. And I can tell you horror stories of people who have insurance. I have one patient I've been fighting now for over 3 months who's in pain, who has sinus problems, and it's completely arbitrary that they keep denying her. We've written letters. I've given research articles. They could care less, okay? If anybody thinks that the insurance companies care about you, I've got news for you. They want to get your money. They want you to pay a premium. And at this point, they don't want to give you care. And they have the power of the government behind them. They can do all sorts of things, especially if it's a self-funded plan. They make it up as they go along, just like they make up these facility fees. It's up to the patient at this point to become a consumer. If you want to sit there and let someone tell you your value and your worth, then that's on you at this point.
Does it make sense, Dr. George, to, like in my case, I've been with the Christian Care Ministry, I think, for maybe 5 or 6 years now. And I'm 53, I'm in good health, I really haven't had any, you know, issues or anything. And now I'm up to like $350 or something a month they're charging me. And I have the $7,000 annual deal where I pay the $7,000. If something happened, I'd have to pay the first $7,000. And so I've got that. Maybe it's only like around $300. Maybe it's about $300, I think my wife said, because they had just recently increased it again. And I'm looking at like your website, and you've got an ad here for the Liberty Health Share saying a whole family is covered for $347, and an individual share amount begins at $107. Do you think that it's smart to like maybe comparison shop amongst these different ones?
Everything is smart. I mean, there's no one size fits all, right? So whatever works for you may not work for somebody else. It's the option to choose. That's the most important thing. And actually, Liberty HealthShare raised their prices. I think they're doing it in August. And this now it's going to be $249 for a single and $479 for a family of four and above. So they went up in their price as well. But they still cover you at $500 per person shared amount per year. So a family of three, it's $1,500. And depending on the program you choose, it could be all you pay. I chose the most comprehensive version. I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare. My office staff are members of Liberty HealthShare. As a small business, I wanted to cover them. So we're covered at $1 million per incident per occurrence for that out-of-pocket of $500 to $1,500 a year. I thought that was pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I mean, in my case, I could switch to them possibly and not have the $7,000 responsibility that I have now for about the same price. So how many of these are there out there? Because one of the blogs that you recommend is the selfpaypatient.com, and they've got like a not very glowing review of like, I think, one newer one. Are there a lot of these popping up? Because wasn't there at one time only like a handful of these medical sharing programs? Are there a lot of them now?
You know, I'm only really aware of about three of the older ones, the ones that started: Samaritan, Liberty HealthShare, and the Christian ministry you discussed. The new ones I'm really not too familiar with. I like to stick with the ones that have been here for 12, 15 years because they've done it the right way and they've grown the right way. So it's not about getting bigger. It's about expanding as you need to. And I think so, that's much
healthier. Someone is emailing me, great question. Are there any ratings on these medical sharing programs so you know like that they are solid? Are there any like third parties that look at their finances and their structure to make sure they're solid and give you an idea of that?
That's a very good question. I think you'd have to actually go to the individual ministries and ask for their information. I don't know of a third party website that does it.
Okay.
But since they're not an insurance, they're not regulated the same way as a commercial insurance plan. So there's not the same, I don't think there's the same information that's available. I can say from my standpoint, after being a member for the past 5 years, I've had all my bills paid. My office staff has had major surgery, been admitted to hospitals, and their bills have been paid. And there's been no questions asked. Now, there's something else I want people to know. There's supplemental policies that people don't really know about.
We'll get into that after the break, Dr. George. My apologies. These breaks come automatically. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the supplemental policies. And because of Dr. George's advice on a previous show, my wife and I, we have the Aflac now, and maybe that's one of the things she'll be mentioning. And so many other topics to get into, including the question, is there a doctor shortage? We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, during the break, we just put a link up on all of our Facebook pages and our Twitter, a link to DrElenaGeorge.com. And you want to especially look over on the right-hand side of the page, which has links to all of the different resources that she recommends. And Dr. George, just before the break, you were going to talk about supplemental insurance. And tell us what that is and how people can find out more about that.
Well, these are indemnity policies. They're standalone. You can have commercial insurance. You can have Medicare, Medicaid, whatever. And you pay for these policies. And you can, they're cafeteria policies. You can pick what you want. If you want to be covered for cancer, if you want to be covered for stroke, kidney failure, if you want to be covered for hospitalization, for ambulance services, for dental, for eye, you just pay for the actual service. I purchased one for myself, and it's covered for cancer, for any hospitalization, for, ambulance, and I'm paying $50 a month. And my policy is a $250,000 payout to me for any crazy diagnosis. No questions asked. If I want to go for colonoscopy, I just submit it and I get paid some money back. So it's like you're getting paid to stay healthy. I added on a dental policy. Now, if I have to have any kind of crown, I don't have to pay for it out of pocket. I'll get a check back from Aflac. And this is peace of mind. That's the problem with insurance. You can get a diagnosis. Doesn't mean they're going to pay for your chemo or for your treatment. You're basically at the mercy of the insurance company. When you have this money coming that you don't have to question. You can use it wherever you want. If you want to leave the country and get treatment, you can do it. If you want to do something experimental, there's nobody telling you what you can't do. If you control your purse, the power of the purse with the patient means you have the freedom to pick and choose what you want to do, as opposed to be, you know, left with whatever they want to give you, which I really am against as a physician and as a patient. No one should be in that situation.
Yeah, we got the Aflac maybe a year or two ago after we heard you recommend that. So how does that work if you get a colonoscopy? In which, by the way, I've looked online. It's like you could pay like, in some cases, I think like a few hundred dollars, like maybe almost $1,000, or you could pay like $5,000. Why? What's the deal with that? It's like, why would there be such a wide difference in the price for something like that?
The common denominator is who's doing it. If it's an independent physician who's not sold their practice to a hospital, those prices are dramatically less than any hospital-owned practice, because they're extending their facility fee out to the private setting. So even though the doctor owns their equipment, the hospital is still going to charge you for the use of that equipment, as well as the anesthesia fee and then the physician fee. I mean, they just tack on all these things. It really comes down to two pathways: independent, freestanding versus hospital-based. The quality of care is different, the cost is different, the transparency is different, and that's what people need to understand. Just because you have an insurance plan doesn't mean you're getting the best care anymore. I mean, this is a whole other conversation, but I need people to understand that the healthcare system has changed over the past 8 years. We now have a system where, in a hospital setting, you are being cared for by the not by physicians, but by mid-levels, physician assistants, nurse practitioners. They are the front line of care, and the physician is overseeing them. If you go to an independent doctor, that's not really what's happening. It's the doctor seeing you, who knows you.
And they're actually still billing you right at the full rate of a doctor. And so this is a way for a doctor to like leverage themselves. They hire 10, you know, physician's assistants that maybe only gone to college a half as long as a doctor. And then they send them around the hospital to bill you at the full rate as if it was the doctor themselves.
Well, it's the hospitals that are making the money. Let's be honest. It's not the doctors. They're on salary. So it's in the hospital's interest to use the cheapest labor and jack up the price and keep the profit. So I really want to be clear. It's not the doctors who thought this up. These are the bureaucrats. These are the administrators. This is the business of healthcare. It has nothing to do with being a physician. We're victims just like the patients. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having 400 doctors committing suicide every year if we were thrilled with this system. We're not. You know, I can tell you from a standpoint of an independent physician, we're next up. They're coming for us. All of these urgent cares, these silos, they're now creating silos where the care is kept in a corporate setting, from the urgent care through the PBMs, the insurance companies, the pharmacies are joining together to make people go down a system that captures their money, captures the care, and they're trying to eliminate the independent doctor in doing so. And
that was just in
standard.
I was just in Ecuador, and we were interviewing Americans that have relocated there for retirement. Mm. And their medical system, you can get into it for like $200 a month. Mm. And if you want to pay out of pocket for a doctor for like $35, they'll come to your house, a doctor in Ecuador. And I said to my wife, I said, you know, I don't really know, like, quality wise, I don't think their care is probably as good as what you would get here in the United States. But it seems like, wow, you know, that's almost like a third world country. And they have cancer centers and all these big hospitals. And it's $200 a month to be in their system. It certainly seems like we should be doing something better, something different here.
We are.
Yeah,
but we are. And those doctors are independent. There's the Surgery Center of Oklahoma is a template for this. They list their prices online. These are board certified independent physicians who do the surgery. Everything is one flat fee. It includes general anesthesia, the surgeon, all post-op care. And some of these places, if you have a post-op complication, it's taken care of for free. So this is a different mindset. When you opt out of this insurance-based system and you pay for your own services, you'd be amazed what you can get. Direct primary care practices have popped up all over the country, and they do what you just described. It's a small, really, if you think about it, a very small flat fee to get to see your doctor, to have their cell phone number. It's not concierge. People think of it that way. But for $90 a month for an individual to about $125 for a family of four, you get to see your doctor for a flat fee. That means every time you walk in that door, you're not getting billed. You can get your EKG, blood work. They even dispense prescriptions for that fee. Think of it as a subscription. That's what independent doctors have been doing for the past, what, 4 or 5 years, probably longer, and it's growing. That's what patients need to choose, because then you can see your doctor. You have a relationship. You're not going to be nickel and dimed. You know exactly what it costs before you walk in the door. And if you decide to become a consumer, you're going to be pleasantly surprised how much money you'll save.
Someone is emailing here. They want to know, if you live in a big city, is there a certain kind of hospital that is the best way to go in terms of cost? They're using the example of like a state-owned hospital compared to like a nonprofit, which a lot of these nonprofits are owned by churches, like the Baptist Medical Center. The Seventh-day Adventists own all of these Florida hospitals here in Florida. And man, like some of their CEOs are making millions of dollars as a nonprofit. Is there a certain kind of structure of a hospital that's more affordable than another?
I say they're all expensive. You need to stay out of the hospitals if you can, and start to take care of yourself before you get sick. It really should be about prevention, right? So if you have a good relationship with your physician and they're doing preventative care and you're, you know, taking all the steps to stay healthy, you won't be in a hospital system. An average hospital has 16 administrators to a physician ratio. It's about business. It's not about getting you better. It's about making money. As soon as people make up their minds to really understand that, I think they'll be a lot better off. I don't want to be in a hospital. I'm a physician. I'm telling you right now, I have no interest in going to a hospital.
I'm with you. My wife had a minor procedure, and it was at one of the Florida hospitals here. And there were all these pictures around me in the waiting room of Jesus in different settings in the hospital. But there was no picture of Jesus in the billing department. I noticed that. Jesus doesn't go to the billing department. He only goes to the other areas of the hospital. All right. More with Dr. George after this, our last segment. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, Dr. Elena George is here. Her book is Big Medicine. You can get it on Amazon. We put a link to her website on our Twitter and all of our Facebook pages. If you want to get there directly, it's Dr. Elena, Elaina, George.com. Dr. Elena George.com. And if you Google it, even misspelling it, you'll still probably find it, which is an easy way. And there's so much there, including her blog, including a lot of resources on the right-hand side of the page, taking you to all kinds of different interesting things like paying cash for medical care, the surgery center she mentioned. There's a link to that. There's also things like medical tourism and recommendations on that and discounts on dental and all kinds of things here. So let's talk about one of your blogs that you came out with this year. Question is there a doctor shortage? You hear that and you kind of don't wonder, you kind of don't blame people for not wanting to go into medicine after all the nonsense with all the insurance you have to have and all the years you have to go to college and the lawsuits and everything else. Is there really a shortage, Dr. George?
There is, but it's manufactured. In 1997, the Congress passed the Balanced Budget Act. And in that law, they limited the number of, they limited the financing for medical education. What that meant was there were going to be less residents, less money for residencies, and therefore the numbers, the spots dropped down. So we're training less physicians because the money's not there. And that's had a ripple effect. It's affected not only primary care, but specialists as well. And they're projecting over, 14,000 primary care to 49,000 decrease, you know, not enough doctors for primary care, 72,000 specialists, and 30,000 decrease or lack of subspecialists like myself, ENT. I mean, that's thousands of doctors who are not going to be part of the workforce, leaving basically people retiring, people leaving the workforce, and now a changing of the guard to the mid-levels. And, you know, I have nothing against nurses and physician assistants, but we don't train the same way. It takes about 600 hours to train a nurse practitioner and over 20,000 hours to train a physician. There's a difference in education. And algorithms are not going to be the end-all, be-all, and that's what they're trying. So if you have AI taking over the healthcare system, that doesn't translate to an individual. I'm not the same as you are. I don't respond to the same medicines you do. And that's where our system's going. It's one size fits all.
Yeah, it's almost like you could Google for yourself and go to WebMD, and you know, it's not always going to give you the right answer. And that's kind of what it seems like they're doing with this AI, which is sort of working in generalities. So you're saying, are these grants that were taken away, or is this like student loans for the medical doctors?
No, they actually pay hospitals to train physicians, right? So if you cut that money back, they're going to train less physicians. So it comes down to medical education, period.
Okay, so you're talking about the residency, the teaching hospitals are losing their funding to be able to do
this.
That's
how doctors get trained. So you add that to the fact that when you do graduate from medical school, you have to match into a residency program. So you finished your 4 years of medical school, you've passed your part one of the boards, but you have to literally matriculate into a hospital to train. If you don't train, you will never practice as a physician. So you have doctors who have MDs, who've passed their part one of the boards, who will never practice medicine, sitting there doing other things because there's no residency to go to. How tragic is that?
Wow.
So you actually incur all the debt, you pass everything, you're a doctor in title, but you can't practice. You have to do 1 year of a residency in order to be licensed. Now that leaves a lot of people out there in the cold who would be happy to go to rural areas, to go to everywhere that they're needed, but they can't. And they're not doing anything to fix that. So there's a problem.
What is the deal with doctors from like other countries coming here? And I don't want this to sound the wrong way because I don't mean it this way, but I find it interesting how like Americans many times can't get through medical school because of the expense and all of that. But some of these medical practices, I'm not kidding you, I can't pronounce any of the names of any of the doctors, and the accents are so heavy, they're clearly not from here, they're from somewhere else. Is there some kind of a way that you could go to medical school in another country and then come here and kind of shortcut the system? Is that what's going on in some cases?
Before the changing to the mid-level providers, it was foreign graduate medical students and residencies being filled by these doctors. Some of these seats were paid for, so that the medical schools are making money bringing these folks in to fill the seats ahead of American students. That was one part of it. And the residency programs were being filled by folks who were happy to get a job. So you're not going to get much pushback from someone who's happy to be here, will you? So it makes sense to fill them with, especially rural areas, not huge cities, and they were being filled by foreign medical graduates. I think that phase is kind of coming to an end because of the advent of nurses and physician assistants taking these spots and doing the labor that doctors used to do.
And I know it's going to sound terrible, and I'm going to get the emails from people, and I've never had a case where any of those doctors provided me with anything less than great care. I don't mean to suggest it at all. It just seems kind of odd that in that profession that there seems to be, so much of that. But in any case, another great email here, and we've talked about this before. Somebody wants to know, is Obamacare, is it gone or is it not gone? And I really don't know the answer to that because we hear that like the penalty is gone, but then we hear that the Obamacare is actually still going, but then in some areas there are no plans left. So what is it?
Correct. Obamacare is still here in name only. The plan still exists, but because you no longer have the hammer of the mandate, people who could get out got out. People who couldn't afford it stopped buying it. And basically, it's made everything more expensive for everybody else. So it's still in limbo right now. They haven't made a transition to getting rid of it. You know, I think hopefully in the next year, we'll start seeing plans once again offered for people who just want the bare minimum coverage or catastrophic coverage because they were removed under the Affordable Care Act. That was the problem. So everybody had to buy things they didn't need. If you're a man, why do you need, GYN care? If you don't have children, why are you paying for pediatric dentistry? So those things are still in place, but they really haven't.
And weren't they supposed to be doing some things like you could have competition across all 50 state lines and all some of these things? None of that ever happened, I guess, right?
It hasn't really come to fruition yet. That's why I say if you have a choice, you need to look at alternate things like medical cost sharing, like direct primary care. These are out there right now. You don't have to wait for the government. And actually, I'm going to be really honest. My take on this whole thing is the patient needs to take their power back. Why are you buying a plan that doesn't help you? The insurance companies now are not in the business of giving care. They're in the business of denial. That's what they do. They've changed the game, the rules. You can pass every single pre-certification hurdle that you want. Do the case, and they'll deny you after the fact. As a physician, I'm done with that.
It is horrible how the leverage has shifted to the insurance industry and to the hospitals. And one last quick question here. Somebody wanted to ask about the medical tourism. So I guess the idea behind that is like you could go get a procedure done in another country, and even though you have the travel expenses, it still ends up being less money overall. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you know, you don't even have to travel anymore because you can do that right here in the United States. Surgery Center of Oklahoma offers a flat fee. That's a fraction of what you pay in the hospital. But the website that people should try to look at is Patient Advocate Partner. So it's patientadvocatepa.com. And they actually have a program where they'll help walk you through. If you want to go to Thailand, if you want to go to India to get a hip replacement, I mean, they're taking you to places that a lot of these physicians trained in the United States. They've gone back home. They have state-of-the-art care, and everything's included. All the care, all the post-op. That's an option that people can do.
It's something to consider. Now, is that the same, what you were mentioning to me in the beginning about the negotiating a hospital bill? You gave me patient, partner, advocate, or is it, what's the full name of that one again?
It's called Patient Advocate Partners of America.
Patient Advocate Partners. Okay.
Yeah, patientadvocatepa.com. They actually have a program starting at $9 a month. You can actually buy that plan, and it'll help discount dentistry, eye. They give you discounts on medication, and that's really affordable for a lot of folks.
Wow, this is so much great information. And, you know, when you look at how much people are spending, I mean, even if you don't have a medical problem, just the insurance in case is thousands of dollars a year. This is a huge, huge area that people can be better stewards and save their money. And Dr. Elena George, thank you so much again for being with us. Her website, drelenageorge.com. Remember, if it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.